Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I want to welcome you to the Mystic Oracle radio show. I am your host for the next 55 minutes. It's me and you, and the lines are open, and you can call in. The number's there on your screen. And apparently, if you have Skype, you can call in that way, because a couple of weeks ago, someone called from France. So I guess with the Internet, all things are possible. For those of you who are new to the show is based on an ancient oracle of timekeeping that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards was originally used as a calendar. It was used for timekeeping and divination, and I believe for the observance of humanity and how we relate in time, to time and with each other. So if you are here for the first time, check out my website, starofthemagi.com, and you can look up your birthday card. If you want to call in and find out what your other cards are, I'm happy to tell you that. We have a lot of cards defining us, and the calendar and the card deck align with each other perfectly, which you can also see there. Last week, Hansen, if you're out there, called in, and we had a little talk, and he brought up a saying that we use called, that's odd, or it's odd, which led us into a conversation about odd numbers. And if you think about it, there are a lot of sayings that revolve around the card deck, like I aced it, or he's an ace. You have to, you know, play the hand you're dealt. You know, what's the saying about spades? And, you know, there are sayings that we use all the time and that people have used through time that are relative to the card deck. This deck has infiltrated its way into humanity in very friendly ways and very mysterious ways. The friendly ways are card games for entertainment and amusement, and also, you know, a lot of people play cards to win money or lose money. I'm sure the intention is to win money. So for material gain, for amusement, and for fortune-telling, and the history of the playing cards is fascinating, you know, I think I've probably only touched on a little bit of it myself, and there have been so many different times in history when the card deck has been a real focus. Interestingly enough, after 9/11... the Pentagon made a card deck and printed all the people in Iraq that were wanted and put their faces on the cards and then put their name on there and gave them out to the troops so that they could, you know, remember their faces and recognize them when they saw them so they could capture them. I thought that was really interesting, especially who they put where, although, you know, there were only a few key people that who I knew who they were. So we have this card deck. It reveals our life path. It reveals our relationship connections, what they mean, what we have to learn, what there is to gain, give, receive, and master. And for me, I'm really interested in self-mastery. I always have been. Part of that is because in the cards, it's my destiny to go in that direction, which is, you know, a full-time job. especially when you have my brain. So each one of the suits teach us about who we are and what our opportunities are. It's been really interesting watching the Democratic primaries, which, you know, I didn't think they were going to end until the convention. Just watching the play and the back and forth and what's been going on between Hillary and Barack, what's been going on with them individually, and how before her birthday at the end of October last year, she had really powerful cards. And she was moving with that energy. Once she had her birthday, she had a whole new hand of cards dealt to her. And they are challenging, very challenging. And for him, he had a new hand of cards that were just the opposite. And in general, the country is a favorable place for both of them. I mean, I think to really unite the party and bridge the gap between old and new, it might be nice if they were together. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if the old and new go together. And, you know, I have my doubts about Barack Obama because of his birthday and because of his lack of experience. The one thing I have seen, though, over the past few months is how the people have actually shaped him. I saw that happen with Bill Clinton, too. When Bill Clinton first showed up, I couldn't even look at that man. And then he was really shaped in his running in the primaries by the people. And I think that's happened with Obama as well. So it's fascinating to follow all these things in the cards and see how people's lives unfold and how we resonate with things that represent where we've come from, where we're going, who we are, and how perfectly it unwinds down to the minute and down to the day and down to our closest connections. Every single bit of it actually shows up. According to people's birthdays, according to the days of the week, the cycles that we're in time, and on with us and all around us. I apologize for the beep. People are calling me like crazy right now. If you'd like to call in and talk to me, have a reading with me, have me look at your cards, you can call in. I need your month and day of birth, and if you want me to look at something that's going on with you, I need your present age. If you want me to look at a relationship connection that you have with someone, I need the month and day of each of your birthdays. And I don't need ages for that. And I'm happy to also share with you what your soul and spirit cards are, if you don't know, and your planetary ruling cards, because we have these personal significators in our cards that govern us inside, outside, lead our way through life also, and direct us toward the best expression that we can have for our wisdom and our creativity and who we are as an individual. All of these things can be defined. If you're not familiar with my book, Cards of Destiny, I have birthday delineations in there. And I tell you what your spirit card is in the book. We didn't put all the other information because my publisher wanted to do that as a gift book. And it is a nice one, so I'm grateful for that. I went to the BEA this past weekend, which is the largest book expo, the Book Expo of America, and my new publisher, Hampton Roads, was featuring my new book, Love and Destiny, there, and I had a lot of great connections with people. I don't know, you know, it's such a wonderful world that we live in right now with the internet and the ways that we have that we can communicate with one another and with the world at large. One of the things that I came upon there that I want to share with you is something that Mark Victor Hansen started, and it's called YouPublish. It's the address, the URL address is youpublish.com, youpublish.com. And he's making it available for people to upload absolutely everything and anything that they want to express, to share, to sell. Things will be marketed in 115 different countries. He's probably got 115 different companies. He's such an entrepreneur. But one of the things I did want to do in this show was to share with you some of the resources that I've come upon in that way, because it's been really helpful for me building my business. I'm just now launching a new business, and I just found that there were so many amazing resources and people that I ran into and got to network with. And this one I felt was one of the best, because it's almost like Facebook or MySpace, where it's just a free networking community that you can be part of. But it's geared not towards sharing, it's geared towards sharing your creative expressions, your music, your art, your writing, whatever it is that you have. And it's so easy. Anybody could go on there and do this. If you have a file on your computer, you can load it on there in, you know, a matter of seconds. They've made it so simple. You don't need to know anything about it. And, you know, I'm not getting anything for doing this. I mean, I have a link that, and they do have a whole program where if you sign people up, you get 7.5% of their sales. They take 50%. And give you 50%. And I don't know how all that works. I don't have an interest in that. I have an interest because I want people to have their own money for their creativity. And I have an interest in sharing it with people because they just launched the site in May. Nobody knows that I'm pushing it right now. I should tell them. But you know, they just launched this site in May, and they're even going to have translations so that your work can be translated into any language. So for me, when I learn about something that I think is really great, like when I read Robert Sheinfeld's book, Busting Loose from the Money Game, I talked about it several times on my radio show. Because to me, it's one of the most enlightening books on the planet right now. And it is about money, but that is not what it's about. It's about the reality of how things come into form and manifestation. And this is another thing that I just recently discovered, just last weekend, and I feel like it's something that everyone could participate in, whether you want to get your products out or you want to just get your message out. Either way, it's a wonderful way to tap into a network that's actually connected to the entire planet and will offer translation. I don't know how that's going to work yet, but, you know, knowing Mark Victor Hansen, it may just be part of the package that things get translated. So I invite you to check that out, youpublish.com, and just, you know, let me know what happens for you on there, because I think it's really exciting. I wanted to mention that I had some teleseminars scheduled for May, and my hard drive crashed. And I emailed everyone and told them that I was going to reschedule. And I wanted to let you know that that is happening, that is going to happen, and I will be sending out that email in the next week. And I apologize for the delay. I did lose a lot of my materials, which I have to recreate. So that's something that I wanted to let you all know that it is going to be happening. So if you want to call in for a personal reading, please do. Hanson, if you're out there and you have some quirky thing that you want to talk about, I'm up for a conversation with you. They're always interesting. And I wanted to talk a little bit about locations, since I have some time to talk right now, because along with your birthday, there is a numerological system that the card has that is exclusive to it. Just as there are 26 letters in the alphabet, right? So there are 26 lowercase letters and 26 uppercase letters. And there's a way to use those letters. They all have, each one is associated with a card. Like, I'm the King of Diamonds, that's a capital M, right? The King of Hearts is the lowercase M. The Ace of Diamonds is a 27 value, and it's a capital A. So every letter in the alphabet is associated. And I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to go into it. But I did want to mention how profound this kind of information is relative to location, to where you live, to where you visit, to where you do your business, to where you market yourself. I use astrocartography, and I do astrocartography reports for people because it's something I've always used for myself, and I found it to be very accurate. However, when you add the cards with this, it is phenomenal because the influence of the astrological lines and influences are there, and yet, Let me give you an example. I've lived on Kauai on and off for 10 years. And in Hawaii, and especially right on Kauai, I have really intense astrological influences. I mean, there are influences that, you know, can cause, you know, unexpected death, bad accidents, violence, all sorts of things. Astrologers would tell me to avoid the place like the plague. However, Kauai by name is the Four of Clubs, and that's my Venus card in the cards. And Venus is love and friendship and good fortune. And Kauai always embraces me. In fact, I can never stay away very long. She always calls me back. The island always calls me back. The minute I move away, you know, somebody calls me. The museum, a magazine, somebody. We want you to do this. We want you to do that, you know. And, like, somebody just called me the other day, and I'm going back for 3 months. But it's like, because if I didn't have that kind of connection, because that influence affects me throughout the Hawaiian Islands. And when I go to the other islands, you know, each one is very different for me. Some are more comfortable than others. Kauai feels like my soul's home, and those of us that, you know, are closely connected with the island believe that it's Lemuria. And because I have that connection in the cards, it totally changes my astrological relationship. It doesn't change it to the point where there isn't that kind of influence in some way, because I see little things here and there that happen, but it's hugely more governed by the card influence than it is the astrocartography. And it's very, very interesting to me. So when I do any kind of relocation for people or looking at where I want to go or be, like I'm going to New York on Tuesday, my Venus line goes through there, and New York's a king of diamonds and a king of spades, and, you know, I have Mercury through there, and I have a little Jupiter there right now, so it's like, it's going to be really wonderful for me to be there for a couple of weeks and just bask in that energy. I also look at those cards because the King of Diamonds is who I am, and the King of Spades and I together is the King of Diamonds. So it really brings forth the power of my own birth card for me. And I always look at that wherever I go. And when I'm looking for someone, I go right down to the town. You know, you can look at your address, you can look at your street, because a street in a neighborhood has its own energy. And, you know, every street in a city is different, unless they're just so ridiculously created that, you know, I don't know. Most streets in a city are different. Each one. When I walk around my neighborhood here in Hollywood, each street has a very different, even the block above and the block below, each one is so unique. They're different numbers. You know, this is a 1500 block. The one below is a 14. The street name has a vibration. It's really interesting to look at. And when you learn how to work with the cards and do the composite relationships, which I show you how to do that in my book, Cards of Destiny. When you do those composite relationships, then you can see what your relationship is with your street or with your building or with the city you live in or the neighborhood that you're in. It's the same that you can do with your name, and you can do the same with, well, you can do the same with anything, really. You can do it with the name of the company you work for. You can do it with your business. I always do my business names, like the business that I'm getting ready to launch. I did the cards for the name today, and it's the Six of Diamonds. And I thought about that because the Six of Diamonds is my Uranus card. And I thought, I had to think long and hard about this. And then I did a composite with that card and my card. I automatically know what that is. And then I this year my birthday was April 8th. And when I had my birthday, the Six of Diamonds moved into my house and I moved into the Six of Diamonds house. So if that card wasn't in my house and I wasn't in that card's house, I would have to look deeper into seeing what is this kind of relationship about for me with a business. And what was the other thing I noticed here? Oh, yes. It's Mars to my planetary ruling card. So what was the other thing I was going to say about this? Oh, the Six of Diamonds. When cards come to visit us, every year when we have our birthday, new cards come and sit. You know, this system isn't about laying cards out like we do in fortune telling. This is a mathematically based system that's laid out in charts, and each of those charts is composed of the entire deck of cards and planetary influences. So the Six of Diamonds represents responsibility to values, financial responsibility, legal responsibility. The day after my birthday, or within a couple of days, I got a letter from the Beverly Hills court saying that I owed them $800. And I was like, what? And so I called up and I said, what is this? Is this like spam in the mail or what? You know, and years ago, I was over here visiting, and it was shortly after my son died, and I know this is why I spaced it out. I was over here from Kauai, and I got one of those camera tickets, and I totally spaced it out. I never got anything in the mail from them, ever, in all this time. And that's what this is about. So tomorrow I'm going to court and taking care of it, because I'm sure I won't have to pay that money. I decided that, actually. But it really was mind-blowing to me, because as soon as those Six of Diamonds showed up, it was like, here's an obligation to the law, financially, both together, that was overlooked by me. And that was an innocent overlooking that took place. And so, you know, the Six of Diamonds comes in, and it always does this with us. If you have stuff showing up like that, if you haven't paid your taxes, or you didn't take care of a bill, or you were irresponsible with something financially or with your integrity, when this card shows up, it will pull it up and say, excuse me, you forgot to do this. And every time that card shows up as a daily card, because each card, each day of the year is governed by a card, every time that card shows up, it will most certainly bring things forth. I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Hello.
Hi, will you identify yourself, please?
Yes, my name is William Crowley.
Hi, William.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Hollywood.
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 We're in the same neighborhood, Hollywood, California.
That is correct, not Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah, people usually say Florida after Hollywood if that's where they are. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just have a question regarding career stuff.
Okay.
I'm an actor.
Uh-huh.
And that's what brought me to Hollywood, and I'm just wondering what you can see.
What is your birthday?
My birthday is July 12th.
July 12th. And, oh, you're a perfect actor, aren't you? Yes? You know, July 12th is a Three of Diamonds. Are you familiar with the cards? With this system in particular?
A tiny bit. I mean,
did you know that you were a Three of Diamonds?
I did know I was a Three of Diamonds, yes.
Yes, and you know that your planetary ruling card is the Nine of Spades?
No, I did not.
Uh-huh. That's the card of reinvention and recreation.
Okay.
Which is something that is really important for you to be present with. Because being a Three of Diamonds is not the easiest thing always in the world, because you think outside of the box.
Yeah.
And not everybody always around you is ready to join you in your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Because you live at the top of the Uranus column in the Mercury line, and Uranus is constantly diffusing what is to create space for what's coming.
Oh. Okay.
It's unpredictable. It's eclectic. It's electric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really dynamic, constantly shifting energy.
Mm-hmm.
And both of your cards live in that column.
Oh.
Interestingly enough.
Okay.
So you have a lot of that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a lot of change around you, and your mind's probably always, I mean, you have enough creative energy for probably 23 people. The trick is focusing that energy. And acting, I think, is a wonderful career for someone born on your birthday.
Oh, good.
It's just that being a Cancer,
mm-hmm.
you need to really get, you can't take anything personally in that business.
Right.
Because we know that business is very fickle.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be challenging. Now, your numeric card in your birth, in your life path, is your Jupiter card. So Jupiter is a very strong influence for you.
Okay.
And that card is the Five of Spades, which is the card of the change agent. So you have more moving parts than you do fixed ones, okay?
Okay.
And the more movement that you have in your life, the more you get in. It's almost like, you know what, the image I'm having right now, William, is that of a tornado.
Okay.
This swirling energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like being in that kind of movement is really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like networking and playing and just really letting yourself, because I call the Three of Diamonds in my book,
mm-hmm.
my subtitle for the Three of Diamonds mm-hmm. is the colorful character.
Uh-huh.
Because you have that kind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Your energy wants to play. It wants to express. It can be dramatic one minute. It can be comedic the next.
Yep.
It can be, you know, you could play a monster one minute and a priest the next.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go anywhere with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to support your career, you need to be constantly moving in and out of a lot of different circles and experiences.
Okay.
You want to tell me your age?
I am 39. I'll be 40 in July.
Okay. 39. I'm going to look at
1968 I was born.
68.
Mm-hmm.
You're the monkey.
Yes, I am a monkey.
Yes. So let's see. Oh, my goodness. Well, now, it's good you're having... I mean, this hasn't been the easiest year for you since your last birthday.
No, it's not.
It's, in fact,
mm-hmm.
it's probably been... Nothing's gone the way you wanted it to, year.
Yeah,
there's
I mean,
been a lot of unexpected change and things looking like they're going to happen and then they don't happen. And
exactly.
Mm-hmm. And this has been a year where you probably would have been better off in a monastery or something. At least spending a lot of time going within and meditating and just riding the waves, because you've had some really challenging stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. If your birthday is July, you're not far away from your birthday.
No, it's right around the corner.
Let's see. You're in Neptune right now. And I always tell people when they're in Neptune, don't make any... big decisions. It can be things aren't always what they appear to be when we're in our Neptune cycle, which is the last 52 days before our birthday. You started this cycle on May 21st. Okay? And, you know, you have some really strong influences. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I've been married for over a year.
Okay, great. Okay, so we don't have to worry about you going
off
into family.
Personal life is great. It's just career.
Career. Well, I'm going to go to age 40. Because when you turn 40,
mm-hmm.
you've been in a Saturn year with really heavy influences sitting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And these influences, if you're not taking a little journey through your soul and really
mm-hmm.
meditating and whatnot, you can feel like a victim. Like, life forgot you. Hello? Does
mm-hmm.
anybody know I'm still here? This is all going to change on your birthday.
Oh, good.
It's all changing. You have the Four of Diamonds sitting in your house. This is the card of financial stability and security.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help you ground and be more focused. You're sitting in the King of Diamonds house, who is the master of business, manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read Robert Sheinfeld's book, Busting Loose from the Money Game?
No. What's the title again, please?
Busting Loose from the Money Game.
Busting Loose from the Money Bin?
Yeah, and the subtitle is something like Mind-Blowing Strategies for the Game You Can't Win.
Okay. And
it's really enlightening, this book.
And who's the author?
This would be Robert Sheinfeld, Sheinfeld, I think.
Great.
Now, this would be a great book for you to read between now and your birthday.
Okay.
Because you have some really powerful positioning happening for you
mm.
when you have your birthday.
Great.
You're going to have support from people. You're going to have popularity. You're going to be able to dream your reality.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get, you know, snuggle up with this book.
Okay, great.
Because that way you're paving a way for what you want to manifest when you go into this new time.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of changes are going to happen during that time. You may even, there's something that you were meant to let go of, probably more than something, but I'll just be gentle here. But in this past year, since your last birthday, you've probably been asked to let go of some of your ideas, the directions you thought you were going in and whatnot. Best to do that, because life wants to give you something bigger. When life asks us to let go, it's because it has something greater than what we're imagining for ourselves.
Right. More about.
And we don't always get it, you know what I mean? And so then we're arguing and carrying on with life, and it's going,
okay.
Where is he? He's supposed to be here at 4 o'clock.
Sharon, could that possibly be letting go of acting?
It might be. Have you felt maybe you should do that?
I've wondered. You know, I questioned. I've questioned before.
Have you thought about writing?
I wrote several, like 10 years ago, I used to write more, but I got away from it. It doesn't really light a fire in me right now, but who knows? You know, I'm
right after your birthday. You've got the writer's card showing up in a couple of places, and it doesn't necessarily have to be writing. It could just be using your creative intelligence in some way.
I like that.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be writing.
Okay.
But I'm telling you something. If you've been thinking about having your own business or doing something in a way that where you're the boss or...
Always.
Right. Well, when you have your birthday, you go into that King of Diamonds house and you have that four of diamonds in your house. It's likely that you're going to want to work towards something to build for yourself. And the support is there for you to do it as long as you're aligned with what that is.
I understand.
Now, I want to look at something real quick here in your spirit spread, because your soul card, our soul card really guides us in our life. And your soul card is the Queen of Diamonds, which means you have to work hard when you want something. You have to really be disciplined. You know that?
Always have been.
Yeah.
But I like that too, so.
And one of the keys for you is really finding a way to express your wisdom. The wisdom that you've gained in, through your life experience and what you know.
Yeah.
Have you thought about teaching? Do you like kids?
Yeah, I actually teach kids in East L.A. and Watts.
Oh, you do? Because I was just going to ask you if you thought about teaching kids, but you're already doing it. Because I see children around you, and I see that as being a really great doorway for you.
Yeah, I teach that, and then I also used to be an English as a second language teacher in Japan. I taught a lot of kids there, too. So teaching, I've definitely done a lot of that.
And do you like that?
I do. I enjoy it, but at least in the capacity I'm doing it right now, it didn't or it doesn't feel like, oh, this is what I really want to do with the rest of my life. But I do enjoy teaching, and I love, as you just said, I love being able to express the wisdom that I've gained through my many experiences in life.
I see, you know, I see you establishing something and some sort of business, possibly where children are trained or taught and allowed a new way of expressing their creativity, and maybe you're not necessarily the person that's doing that, but it would be your business.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you might want to explore that thought a little bit.
Okay.
And what, you know, how, if you could do anything, what would it be? And put it down on paper and look at it and, you know, really write all the possibilities. And, you know, if you have doubts that come up, just let yourself wander in the direction that supports your ability to think outside the box. Because you have that ability in a way that most people don't.
And I've always done that in my life.
Yeah.
I've always gone a different route.
Yeah, and so it's not, so it's about taking action with those ideas that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And not allowing anything to come in that says, well, but, well, but, well, but.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any of those well, buts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just, you know, you just need to really fall into your dreaming, because you're in Neptune. Neptune's all about dreaming. You're in Neptune till your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really a great time to just let yourself fall into your dreaming state.
Okay.
And see what's there. What sounds do you want to hear? What do you want to see in front of you? What do you want to have around you?
Mm.
What do you want to feel when you're manifesting and creating? And what is that? What takes you there? You know, really let yourself go into that kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because where you are right now, dreaming in the Neptune, let me see, Queen of Diamonds, your soul card, of course. Your soul card is your Neptune card right now. So I'm giving you very good advice. If I would have seen this first, that's what I would have told you. Your soul is calling you right now. It's saying, turn around, come this way
yep.
for a little while, and be with me. I want to whisper in your ear.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So be open to whatever the universe provides.
Go in and talk to yourself.
Yep. Okay.
Just let yourself disappear inside.
Okay.
Take some time each day to just fall deep. And when you're falling asleep, too,
mm-hmm.
ask for your soul to speak to you through your dreams. Ask for your heart's desire to whisper
okay.
to you loud yeah. enough so that you can hear it.
I like that.
And, you know, William, you know, I mean, I don't think the voice comes and says, okay, you're now going to do this. It's just, it starts changing your cellular structure, and you
mm-hmm.
find yourself moving and thinking in a different way with your direction.
Okay.
And I feel like that's your opportunity right now. Get the book, you know, play
yeah.
in that realm, and then hang out with the deepest part of your essence. Just let yourself, you know, just imagine your essence as the ocean or the sea, it's amazing celestial ocean.
Hmm.
And let yourself just become one with that. And then what emerges from there will delight you.
Hmm.
Because with your soul card in Neptune, it's like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go there. Communicate
yeah.
with yourself. This is all about, yeah. You're birthing a new relationship with yourself right now. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
It hasn't been easy this year, but that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just let go of everything, just go, okay, I'm just going to let go of everything right now, nothing. I'm just going to allow myself to be.
Right.
Do you meditate? Feels like you meditate.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And this
go
is...
Go deeper.
This, okay. Okay. Yeah, this is good. This resonates with where I am and what I'm doing and getting in touch with what I've been doing. Saying, okay, I want to really get in touch with my God self
yep.
in me. And talk to me, help me, guide me.
Just merge with it.
Mm-hmm.
Become one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, well, thank you for your wonderful time.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
All right.
Let me know what happens.
I will. I'll let you know on my birthday.
Good. After your birthday.
All right.
You feel. Pay attention. You'll feel different after your birthday, you know, the day after, maybe the day of.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what your card of the day is on your birthday. Ooh.
Well, good. I'm so ready for change, too. I'm very open to whatever comes.
Good. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sharon.
You're very welcome, William.
Take care and God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes I forget. I start to hang up the phone after, because I've got the phone here. That was so nice to talk to William. Very, very nice. So I have time for another caller. Somebody wants to call in, maybe two, depending. You can also send me an...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Heather.
Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in North Hollywood, California.
Wow, Hollywood's hopping today. And are you familiar with the system that I'm talking about here?
Vaguely.
Uh-huh. What's your birthday?
I actually have a very small medical-related business.
Uh-huh. You have a medical-related business?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I asked what your birthday is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
I didn't
okay.
understand. My birthday is May 10th.
May 10th. And so did you already know that you're the Nine of Diamonds?
Yes, I did. Yes, I do.
Oh. And so you're a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the Nine of Diamonds, Two of Clubs. That's your planetary ruling card. So did you have a question?
Yes, I'm basically calling up to find out if you can tell. My building that I'm living in is supposed to be demolished sometime soon.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have to move, and so far I haven't heard anything. And at this point I'm feeling kind of left out in the cold. So I'm feeling very insecure, and I was wondering if there's any way you can tell when this might be coming up.
What's your age?
My age? I'm 65.
You're 65 right now?
Uh-huh.
So you turned 65 on your birthday?
I did.
Okay. I just like to make sure. Happy birthday, by the way. It wasn't
Thank
that
you.
Long ago.
No.
Huh. Okay, so Nine of Diamonds, Four of Hearts. Well, home is definitely going to be a focus this year. When I say this year, I mean age 65. Let me find your card. You are going to be moving.
Oh, good.
And you may experience a little bit of indecision about that.
Mm-hmm.
You may have an opportunity to move two different places, and so you go with the one that feels the best.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Let me look and see if I can see exactly when, because it's showing up as being... you know, you have the Five of Spades and Pluto, which is a little bit like the kind of energy that would be, they would come and demolish the building at 5 o'clock in the morning when you were still in there. You know what I mean? It's that kind of like abrupt sort of intense energy. So I want to get more information here about this, because that in itself is a little, I can see why you're up in the air and you don't know.
Right.
65, 80. Okay, so I'm going to look at your three-month cycle that you just started on your birthday. Have they already, like, I mean, I know when they do that, that they have to give you money to
right.
move and stuff.
I know, they haven't done any of that yet.
Maybe their plans are changing. Let's see. Because of the housing crisis.
Believe me, the owner just bought this building for $2.5 million. And
oh, so he was
an old building, so it's not that he's short on money.
Uh-huh. But he has tenants right now, and he may not if he's a lot of buildings that have just, where places where this has happened.
Uh-huh.
So one of the things that I see could be possible for you right now is to worry about your security. And you really are being asked to let go here. It's kind of intense. This is a 3-month cycle that you have, but you are going to have a new home. And I would say that this is going to take place in the next 3 months. And it might all of a sudden happen, like you go from not knowing anything to finding out, getting the money, and boom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it looks like it will happen in the next 3 months. And you're actually going to be happier about this when it's over. Let me just look at your lunar cycle really quick. So you would be 35, 36 right now. Just going to look at one more thing real quick. We have so many cycles. We have 3-month cycles, we have 52-day cycles, we have 28-day lunar cycles. Nice lunar cycle that you just entered. And if I can find your cards, let's see. The 9 of Diamonds, oh yes. Yep. I mean, I think it's going to happen soon, actually, that you're going to move. I think you'll hear. You just went into that cycle, I think. Let me just look at that really quick. I hate to have dead air time here when I'm doing this.
Oh,
6-7, no. You know what? After the 7th of June, I think you're going to know.
Really?
And then you'll be able to plan.
And is there any way...
What's today? Today's the 5th. That's like 2 days from now. So after the 7th, yes. And
okay.
Is there any way to know what?
If I'm moving out... my original plan was to move out of the state. I've been trying to get out of the state ever since I got here, but I seem to be not able to do that. It's the weirdest thing.
Where do you want to go?
Well, my preference would be to move to Europe, where I'm from, but it looks like I'm going to be moving to Florida instead.
Florida?
Yeah.
I feel a huge... I mean, the sun is shining in Florida. I don't feel anything in Europe.
Oh, okay.
It's dark when you say Europe. Everything goes dark. When you say Florida, I'm getting tingles.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, really, there's something very exciting there for you. Have you ever done your astrocartography?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what that is. I do other things myself, but I do readings and so on. But I've never heard of. I mean, I've studied Arnie Lean's book. Since your system seems to be loosely based on that,
it's the same system. I'm just, you know, he's been gone for a long time.
I know.
A lot's been revealed.
He
left.
Did he pass on?
Excuse me?
Did he pass away?
He died in the mid-80s.
Oh, my gosh, because I was living in Europe then, so I must have missed him. But I had many readings from him a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah, including Edith Randall, who was the first one who had this system. You know, your destiny is your card, or your card is your destiny, something like that.
Uh-huh.
I refer back to the book constantly. Let me see, I'm looking at it right now. It's called Sacred Symbols of the Ancients.
Yeah, that book was written in 1947. That was the first book I found on the cards.
Yeah, and I had a reading with her years and many, 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 many years ago when I was in California.
Florida is a king of diamonds.
I'm sorry?
Florida is a king of diamonds, and that's a really nice connection for you. I don't know what your astrocartography is. I'd have to, you know. But,
And how do I contact you if I'd like to have a private session?
My number is 323-850-0812.
Okay.
That's for everybody. I never give out my phone number. Isn't that funny? And my website is starofthemagi.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's my number, 323-850-0812.
Okay.
And I do relocation charts or readings for people, and I combine astrology with the cards to do that.
Oh, lovely.
I was talking about that at the beginning of the show, how profound it is, because astrocartography gives you one part of the picture, and the cards give you the other part. And together, it's amazing. It's very accurate. I've been doing it with myself for about 10 years.
Wow.
The two together.
Sounds awesome. Yes, I will definitely contact you. Let's see what happens with me moving out of here and before I go, you know, because once we know when we're moving.
You're going to know in the next 30 days.
Okay.
This 28-day cycle you have. That starts on the 6th.
Okay.
You know, Mercury's retrograde till July 4th.
Right.
So, it's a cuckoo time anyway.
I thought it was till the 21st.
Huh?
I thought it was till the 18th or the 21st of June.
Oh, it is? Somebody told me, I haven't even looked. You know that? Somebody told me July 4th. Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, it goes direct on the 18th, but you shouldn't really expect anything to get normalized until the 23rd.
No, but that's good. Oh, great. Thank you for telling me that. So, Heather, I have to end my radio show. I'm so glad you called in.
Okay.
Give me a call if you want. And I know everything's going to be great for you. And Florida feels really good.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to contact me, you can do that through my website. You can call me at 323-850-0812. Again, thank you for listening. Have a fantastic week. And I will be broadcasting next week from New York.